This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
One of the hottest names at the GM meetings is Garrett Crochet, pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, because he's 25 years old. He's really, really good, and he may be available in a trade from the White Sox. Yep, all the above. That's why there's always a couple of these guys that you're saying there is a very strong chance that they are going to switch teams. They are going to get traded in a blockbuster, and that's what would happen if Garrett Crochet did get traded. So we caught up with Chris Getz, GM of the Chicago White Sox, to talk a little bit about this. And this Baseball Isn't Boring on the Go, and gets talked. It's not only about Crochet, his trade value, his trade market so far, but also what he learned from the Dylan Cease trade, which he made obviously early in the year, where, you know, has to be somewhat similar, where you have a guy, top of the rotation guy, you trade him, cut a couple years left on his contract, boom, boom, boom. There you go. You have your blockbuster. In Crochet's case, he is arbitration eligible this year, and then next year, and then after next year, he becomes a free agent. So you get 2 years of control. My guess is that any team would trade for him would want to make an extension, get an extension for him. But, you know, let's not put cart before the horse. First, you get a trade for the guy. Okay, let's give you an idea of where the guy who, if he was traded, if Garrett Crochet was traded, this is the guy who'd be trading him. What is Chris Getz thinking? What is his perspective? What is his mindset? It's all right here. So here is Getz.
Were you even getting conversations about Crochet last month, like in a conference stuff?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Those conversations usually pick up, you know, in the beginning of November, just prior to coming to these meetings. So, but yeah, I was very confident there was going to be plenty of interest, and I certainly was right. Yeah.
But since you got Thorpe, who was near Major League ready, right, and obviously ended up in Janine for you guys. Is that kind of the demographic that you guys are focusing on in potential trades, where near Major League talent to, you know, very beginning of the...
I think with a pitcher like Garrett, you've got an opportunity to both get, you know, high impact, upper level talent. Now, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself. You want to focus on, you know, getting the best return that you can for your club. You know, some organizations, their prospects are at the top of the minor leagues, and some of them are further away. And, you know, that's part of the assessment process. But, you know, once again, Garrett had an outstanding year, and he's wearing a White Sox uniform. And, you know, I could very easily see him making an opening day start for us as well.
Has your transparency helped you, I mean, from the very beginning,
you've always been really open and straightforward about, well, we can keep a guy like Cease or trade him, we can keep Crochet or trade him. You've been very open about sharing that information. Do you think that's helped you in the marketplace establish the fact that here is a pitcher that might help you being one of the 29 other clubs?
You know, I'd like to think of myself as a very honest person, and I think if you look at our record last year, you know, that kind of speaks to the clarity of where we're at as an organization and you know, the direction we need to go, and that's, you know, to look at our roster and consider making moves for the long-term health of the organization. So, you know, players are smart. Opposing front offices are smart as well, and they know where we're at from a talent standpoint. And, you know, I've been very very honest with them on what our short and long-term goals are. So, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, my transparency for conducting business is going to be helpful in the end, but we're just getting the offseason started.
How about Crochet himself? You guys had a little bump in the road before the trading deadline was over as far as how you felt about the situation. Did the way you guys handle it for him in the second half kind of repair all that?
You know, I know when right around the deadline, when that news came out, obviously it was a shock, and you know, it certainly threw me off. Now, with that being said, we got over it pretty quickly. We did. We got back to baseball. We got back to conducting business. And, you know, you look at what Garrett did the remainder of the year, obviously he wasn't distracted at all. You know, we have a strong relationship, and I anticipate he and I have a strong relationship the remainder of his career. And I think that that comes from a deep level of trust that we have for each other. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to earn even more trust with how we handled them in the second half.
There's a couple teams that have climbed out of big holes the last 5 years, like the Diamondbacks and the Orioles and everything. What, you know, have you looked at their rebuilds and see what went so well for them? Like, how can the White Sox, you know, not copy that, but what can you learn from that, I guess?
You look at different blueprints that have gone through similar situations and how they've gone about it. Obviously, with the draft rules, they've changed a little bit. So, you know, I'd say the landscape has changed a little bit on how you get your organization back on track if you're really struggling. But these things can turn quickly. I mean, and you said it with the Diamondbacks. You look at the Royals this past season, how they made an appearance in the playoffs and had a successful season. But that being said, it's about accumulating talent right now. We've got a young core of position players that are knocking on the door at the big leagues in Colson Montgomery and Edgar Caro. We've got to get Louis Robert back on track. We like where our pitching's at. We just added Hagen Smith at the deadline. We've got Noah Schultz, one of the top pitching prospects in the game. Jonathan Cannon had a very solid year for us. And we got Jairo Iriarte and Drew Thorpe that came back in the Cease deal. So it's about rounding out our roster, balancing it with our offensive players to add to our pitchers, and we'll just kind of, you go from there. But you go out there and you put together the best roster you can. You go out there and they compete on a regular basis, and you look up before you know it, you put together, you know, 8 wins out of 10 games and then 18 out of 20. You look at what the Tigers did in the second half. Those situations happen, but they happen organically, but it really starts with accumulating talent in the organization.
I was about to say, do you have a plan like in your head, or do you try to stay open to, you know, different trades if you go that way, or free agents if you go that way, or is there a certain way you're wanting to build this, I guess?
Well, definitely want to build it from within. Now, with that being said, when the time's right to add free agents and supplement, you know, your club, but we've got to have an understanding of what our needs are. And, you know, we're still taking shape as an organization. We've got players that have begun to graduate to the major league level, but it's going to take time perhaps for them to get comfortable and show us what they're capable of doing. But yeah, we've really focused on getting better in our farm system, developing those players, graduating them to the big leagues, help develop them at the major league level, and then we add from there.
I said, no, it's early. How hard are you going to get on Crochet right now?
It's a long list of teams that have expressed interest, which is, you know, not surprising considering what he accomplished last year. And, you know, we'll continue to have those conversations. And if there's a match, there's a match. But, you know, I do think it's important to know that, you know, he's one of the best starters in the game. And I could very easily see him making an opening day start for us as well.
Same teams as July, or open up a few more?
More teams, because they're, you know, it's a different part of the year. And, it's been interesting to have those conversations. And I look forward to diving in more as the offseason progresses.
Have you had a few of them here already?
Yes.
How much different are those conversations now in the offseason than they were at the deadline, given the challenges that, you know, you faced in potentially moving him at the deadline?
Well, the one thing about the offseason versus the trade deadline, there is no real deadline in the offseason, so the pace of those conversations are much different. So although there perhaps was a something random that was thrown at me late in the game at the deadline, it still was close to the deadline, so everyone kind of remained focused. But, this offseason, obviously there's free agency, trade activity, and everyone's kind of shaping the rosters in different ways, so there is a different pace to it.
Like you said, he went through the cease thing. Did that sort of give you an idea how this whole thing works? Obviously, those trades don't come around a whole lot. So when you go into something like this, do you have that to draw from at all? Or?
When you have a top-tier pitcher like a Dylan Cease, I do think it can create a blueprint, so to speak. I think more than anything, because it was fairly recently, it allowed us to dive deeply into some of these organizations and their prospects. So it gave us a bit of a head start with another top-tier player like Garrett Crochet. So, through the Dylan Cease discussions and others, you know, I've certainly continued to build relationships around the game with other general managers as I wrap up my first year as a general manager, and I think we're in a good position to make sound decisions this offseason. If that means that we're going to make trades, then we'll go ahead and make trades.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.